News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, right throughout the morning, we've been talking about Pascal Donoghue and whether he is prudent or a playboy when it comes to the nation's finances. There have been huge increases in capital projects and in current spending over the last few years. So is this long-term investment, is this a good thing, or should we be putting more money aside? Joining us to discuss, Eamon Delaney, Director of the Hibernia Forum, and Fine Gael TD, Peter Burke. Peter, I might start with you. I have no doubt you're going to argue this Pascal is prudent when it comes to the Exchequer's finances.
Yes, and first of all, I think we need to point out there's a significant difference between capital and current expenditure. Current expenditure is reoccurring every year and forms the base of the budget for the following year. But when we invest in capital expenditure, we invest in an asset which provides future returns for the state. So when you look at investment in housing, public transport, schools, hospitals, those are assets which the state will build up. And for example, our broadband investment will provide better healthcare, will make rural Ireland more competitive. And it's assets like that that don't provide a risk to the economy, because our European average is well over 20% in terms of investment and capital expenditure. We ran way below that for almost a decade. Now we've ramped it up by 24% this year. And that will mean that our state will become more competitive. We will have better infrastructure. If you look on the current side, we're over 4% over the last 5 years. Our economy grew way more than that, almost double that last year. And that means it is sustainable.
So that extra half a billion euro that we blow through the health budget every year, that's grand.
No, that's current expenditure, and that's why...
Yeah, I realise it's current expenditure. I'm asking you about current expenditure. You just said it's sustainable. Half a billion euro extra.
I'm explaining the difference between capital and current. First,
Peter, we know the difference.
If you let me finish, Ciarán, if you let me finish. The health budget, obviously, is a huge concern for government. The Minister Donoghue has proposed bilateral meetings with his colleagues in connection with that. He takes it very seriously. But there are many competing interests in the health service. Demographics, people are living longer. We have an unprecedented level of demand for new drugs. It's gone up 70% this year, up by over 231 million. And government has to match those competing interests with advice from the various different actors of the state, Advisory Council.
Let me bring in Eamon Delaney. Eamon, what about that? Look, the capital spending, it's a lot of money up front, but it's an investment that is infrastructure. It pays back to a degree. And current spending, Peter's suggesting, look, it's actually sustainable what we're spending at the moment.
Well, it's not sustainable. I mean, our debt has gone up to now to 5 billion. We're running up a massive debt despite getting in a massive extra amount in income in tax. The government has effectively blown 5 to 6 billion in the last few months in commitments and in current spending. If you just want to divide out the two, it's true to say that capital investment, Metrolink, if it goes ahead, I don't think it should go ahead. It's very poorly thought out in many ways. But let's just say capital spending needs to be done, so you have to spend. We didn't spend for years since the crash and that. But it's not even, it's the combination of the two. It's also the increase in current spending, but it's also the general loss of control in public finances and in predicting it. So if you look anywhere around government policy or what's happening in the country, you see the Fair Deal scheme grossly undersubscribed. There was a crisis there. You see parental leave is going to cost much more than people had thought. You see childcare provision 2 days ago. There's a crisis there because the government's, the flahoolock quality of Leo Varadkar and Fine Gael, which is just unbelievable when you think of where we've come with the prudence of Enda Kenny and Michael Noonan. But the current Pascal and Leo and the boys and the whole gang lashing out money here, there and everywhere in some kind of progressive, the state policy of the state will solve everything. It's just ramping up spending everywhere. And nowhere in all of that have you seen anything resembling the tax cut that the Taoiseach had promised when he came in to relieve the burden of the squeezed middle who are paying for all this. So, Ciarán, just in a nutshell, it's the loss of control of the public finances.
Peter, what about that? A loss of control that essentially Enda and Michael wouldn't do what Leo and Pascal are doing?
Well, first of all, let's get back to the factual situation. Eamon is wrong on our debt. Our debt peaked at 120% of GDP pre-crisis. Now we're at a position where we're on 61.1%. We're due to be in line with the Growth and Stability Pact by 2020 to go under 55%. That means we are paying down our debt, which is a risk to our economy. Secondly, in relation to our taxation, we are reducing income tax, and the Taoiseach has made his pledge that he will reduce the top rate entry point of tax for 50,000 for a single person and 100,000 for a couple. And how will he do that? Our economy now is growing rapidly. We have 81,000 people more back in work than this time last year. Unemployment is at 4.6%. So what we are proposing, that currently our income tax take is increasing by 1.2 billion euro per annum. We're proposing to give half that back to hard-working, hard-pressed families. So that commitment is solidly there. And I would point out that Fine Gael has changed the way we do our budgets. We've brought in different actors to safeguard our finances, like our independent advisory council or fiscal advisory council, like the National Economic Dialogue, like our spring summer economic statement.
Yeah, the fiscal advisory council have been a little critical of late of government spending, particularly the last budget.
They haven't been critical of any of our tax cuts. What they said was that they had a concern about expenditure. And I would contend that as I go around the country and around my constituency, I have to balance that in a sustainable manner with the counter demands in terms of better infrastructure, better schools, better housing, better hospitals. And the government has to do that in a sustainable manner, keep our current expenditure below the growth rate of our economy, which we have consistently done. And secondly, invest
in
infrastructure.
Well, Fianna Fáil were saying during the Celtic Tiger. You know, I've got to respond to what people are saying on the doors. I know what the economists say, but
what Fianna Fáil did during the Celtic Tiger was they went into double-digit current expenditure growth, which the economy couldn't sustain. And we have seen they have started that again a number of months ago. They proposed 3 billion euro in current expenditure increases this year for 2019. So they are absolutely reckless with our economy and can't be trusted. We've always kept current expenditure below the growth rate of our economy. That makes it sustainable, and we invest in infrastructure. That's where the biggest increase is, and it's now coming in line with our European average.
All right, Eamon, we're actually out of time, but I'm going to give you a very final word on this just to respond to something that
there's so much there. Look, Peter, would the Peter's caution was in government. The reality is that in the last two budgets had put up Job Seekers Alliance, they put up Old Age Pension. It's pure populism. Fianna Fáil at least had the merit of not knowing that the cliff was coming. We've been through the cliff and the lessons have not been learned.
All right.
That is a fact.
Eamon Delaney, Director of the Hibernia Forum, and Peter Burke, Fine Gael TD, thank you both very much for speaking to us.